Conversations, Martha Jones and Hermione Granger. Written by Ignipes and read by Raina Jenkins.
And KLB. We've been expecting you,
Hermione says, pushing aside the tent flap and ducking inside.
Not here, specifically, but there are rumors. Word travels. And we have our own ways of communicating.
Martha does not ask what she means. Others have said this to her, people she's met before. With flowing robes and funny hats and whispered conversations, they're even more hidden than everybody else, more secretive than the underground armies. But Martha has seen rain on the moon and stars that live in the end of the universe. Nothing is very strange to her anymore. Martha follows Hermione into the tent, lets her eyes adjust to the dimness before sitting down. I can only hope it travels quickly enough, she says.
It will.
Hermione lifts a battered kettle from the fire and holds it up.
Tea?
Please. Hermione fills a chipped teacup and offers it to Martha. The cup is tiny and white, decorated with blue flowers and the most incongruously delicate thing Martha has seen in months.
It will,
Hermione says again.
There is power in words. The stories, what people say about you, they give everyone hope. Even when...
She trails off. Even with orbs filling the sky. Even with nations burning and people dying. Even with the world crumbling to pieces all around them. Martha sips her tea and closes her eyes. She's tired. So bloody tired. The dust of deserts and mud of jungles weighing down her steps.
You'll stay here for tonight,
Hermione says, in a voice that allows no room for argument.
You need to rest.
Martha doesn't argue. It's very beautiful here. And it is. This quiet African valley, lit with dots of campfires, and filled with the pleasant scent of wood smoke. There was never a city here to burn, no civilization to subdue. Everything in this valley, everything that Hermione and her friends call home, it can be rolled up and packed away, leaving nothing behind but footprints.
We were on holiday when it happened,
Hermione says. She laughs a little. Her curly brown hair bounces around her face.
My husband and I. We thought it would be a grand adventure, a safari to see wild animals. We didn't know how long we would be staying.
Hermione didn't introduce Martha to her husband when they passed through the camp. Martha doesn't ask if he's still alive. Instead, she asks, have you heard any news from England? Hermione shrugs.
Nothing new. Not for a few weeks.
Oh. Martha drinks her tea and wishes she hadn't asked.
Tell me again,
Hermione says suddenly.
Tell me your story.
I've told you everything, Martha says, frowning. Hermione doesn't seem like the type to forget anything important so easily.
I know. Tell me again.
Martha finishes the last of her tea and holds the cup in her hands, staring at the leaves for a long moment. Very well. And she begins. I left England months ago because a friend asked me to. Hermione leans forward to listen, her face a study of shadows and light by the fire. The end.